The Holy Gospel is from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, revealed to us through the Holy Spirit and in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For all the saints who from their labor rest, it is a great day in this November season, a great opening lyric line of a great hymn. And now we come together this weekend on this Sunday and give thanks in the heart of fall, in the beginning of a month of Thanksgiving. And for us here at Calvary this year, a great day receiving new members and gathering together later for a congregational meeting with the opportunity to vote to extend a call to your new pastor. I think I said to you in worship in January, sometimes when I arrive in a congregation where a pastor has left, probably not as much here at Calvary as in other congregations, maybe solo pastorates, where they're just one pastor, but oftentimes there can be kind of a high anxiety, and at that time, sort of a low expectation. I kind of like to arrive at low expectation. That's a good time to come in. But then that can change as the months go by, and you probably were more in the middle here. But then at this time, there's the time where the anxiety can lower, but all of a sudden the expectation can be raised to a higher level. So we have in these days and weeks and months that we're about to try and keep balance in our life and faith. And this Sunday, I think, does a good job of doing that. All Saints Sunday. The dictionary I looked at had four meanings for saint, and I thought the third fit best for today. Any baptized believer in Christ according to the New Testament. The second part of the hymn lyric that I just quoted to you says, "Who from their labor rest." It is a great privilege and honor to remember those saints who are now, as Pastor Dean said, in the church triumphant. And we give thanks for their labors from which now they do rest for eternity in the hands of Almighty God and Jesus Christ. Most churches remember these saints, as you are doing here, and have done this for some time, and it's a great tradition. And it's also a good time for us to be remembering all saints that have preceded in our lives, who have brought the faith to us, guided by the Holy Spirit, and we impacted by the Holy Spirit. More oftentimes than not, when I ask people how they learned about their faith, oftentimes, if not most of the time, it's from a loved one who shared that when they were very young in their faith journey. But God's Holy Spirit is the one that gives us this gift today. Many of you may have grown up or been with family or friends who grew up in a country church, and oftentimes that's a great All Saints Sunday event because a small country church that maybe a dozen people can gather around, the altar is there. My home church, which may sound familiar to some of you, had a Norwegian description underneath, Jesus Abendbær for Mary Magdalene. Jesus reveals himself to Mary Magdalene. I believe that's the same picture painting at the resurrection scene that you had in your previous sanctuary and in that painting that was there for us. But in those country churches, a half circle that faces the altar, and many times just on the other side of the wall is a cemetery, representing the saints that have gone before them. For all the saints, for all the saints, we give thanks to God this day. The prophet Isaiah declares, "This is our God, the Lord, for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Salvation is in our lives as we live simultaneously as saint and sinner. Simul ustis et peccator. I hope I've kept my promise that I wouldn't give you a lot of Latin in my preaching, but that is one phrase that is rich and full. Simultaneously sinner and saint. Simul ustis et peccator. Isaiah speaks to us. This is our God. Not only is it God, a proclamation, but this is our God, the God that we lift up. The one whom they're waiting for, the anticipated one, is the Messiah. And salvation comes, as promised, through the gift of life in faith. In our gospel text today for All Saints, Jesus is told of Lazarus' death. Before Jesus moves to the tomb, Jesus begins to weep. The human Jesus weeps, the divine Jesus weeps, and Jesus says, "If you believed, you would see the glory of God." Some time ago, Robert McAfee Brown was a famous American professor, and he had been a chaplain. And he was serving on a ship carrying 1,500 Marines from Japan to America. He was asked to lead a small Bible study on that ship. And near the end of the voyage, they were studying this 11th chapter of John and the raising of Lazarus. A young Marine came to Chaplain Brown and said, "Everything in that chapter is pointing at me." In the last 6 months, he had been bored with life. He had gone out and got into trouble, bad trouble, as he stated it, and nobody knew about it except God. He felt guilty. He felt his life was ruined. He felt he had killed himself and that he was a dead man. And this young Marine said, "After reading this chapter, I have come alive again. I know that this resurrection Jesus will talk about is real and now." Just as Pastor Naomi preached on Wednesday evening, talking about the reality of what we have in gift and faith is now and ever present, even as we look to the fullness in the future and as we join the church triumphant. For in his sin and in his sense of guilt, he had found Jesus as the resurrection of life. Luther might say our baptism might be like the tomb of Lazarus. Each day Jesus says, "Lazarus, come out." I thought about being gimmicky and having all of you say your names and saying it and then saying come out. Instead, I chose a different gimmicky thing to be. And that is, I'm going to, for 5 seconds, rename all of you as you move out of your baptism. And all of you are now named Lazarus. And Jesus cries out to all of us, "Lazarus, come out." And we come out and we're bound and we're there. And the community has the opportunity, as Jesus asks of them, to take him, free him. Let him loose. Unbind her. Unbind him. Be free to live in faith as saints active today and tomorrow, saints in the church triumphant. Thanks be to God. Take the gifts that God has given you and go and share them with the world. Go in Christ's peace. Amen.